David Hayinizu Shalishan Shita Nishman Pirish Shishim Nishimus. David Melch would not sleep 60 Nishimos straight. Keshalayitim Tamisa. Because that's considered already the person's in a state of sleep, which is equivalent of Misa. So we'll see what the definition of that is in the Mishavur. That hakpada was a day, was by day. Okay. Mishnah Berurah cut lamed hay shita nishmi. The salamer betzufin means straight. Elohim nistamim become upon him pachas mishita nishmi ad chesus alaylo mechesus of elo chayim miskaber kari. So in the beginning of the evening he would take short naps. And at the end of the night, by the third night, he would get up. What is Shita Nishmi? Let's take a look at the Bir Halacha, David Shita Nishmi. Rabbi Badeas Bashir is that there's different opinions what this, how long this time is. Yeshavim Mahu, the most Charmada Kashita, is to who Shalosh Shois, or the other round, the most lenient Shita. It was 3 hours. The reason I would sleep up to 3 hours. You can't prove from the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's a different concept. We don't know how he slept. Means more than half an hour. That's a pretty challenging. A person can be machmer, whatever, according to his ability. I think the assumption of Allah is it's a half an hour. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Lam Vav. The Dafka Bayom. You see, all about Kredim. The Kredim have difficulty with the Zerboa. The Nimshah came, Shom came to Gemor, Rak al Ahuamuroyim. The Bibrat, Kamad Lilo Yenizer. The Mor says the Ramuroyim were Machma not to sleep, she didn't sleep by day. That's true, but David Melch himself is Machma even by light, even at nighttime. Okay. Nafmina calls Eladidan. Shabbat Nevesh Yachem al Kaponim Bayoim. A person should try and at least be Machem on this by daytime if he's holding by it. That's number one. Vain Shabbos will call that. However, like you said, the Bir Halacha Shabbos doesn't have that Chumro. Why the Kaponim Simon Reish Laman Aleph Dim E Efshir Loi Lilmud Veloshinas Atzarayim. The person needs to take a nap in the afternoon to allow him to be able to learn. Mutalishan ma, then he's allowed to. Avlo Yarakwa, he shouldn't spend too much time napping. Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham, Oyit Shagam Zed Lutia, Kamanosel, Hanos Atzmer, Rakla, but the Seyes Baruch, he should have intent for the right reasons. By Master Shaka, with Chosa, Dinyan Hashem, and Beyoim, Tolly, if he must shoot Adam, Kyatarach, Labadosa, his Baruch. Each person is different, whatever the person's physical needs are. He should do that, and that's not considered improper. Wherever a person needs to be able to function, to keep his responsibilities to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to people. Aruch HaShulchan also says that the minhag is that people do take longer naps by daytime according to people's physical needs. Okay. Yud Zayin. Yesh Nogam Lichas PM B'Shachris B'nei Haririm Shabasech HaPeh. It's proper to wash out your mouth, and people are makbar to wash out their mouths in the morning because of the rearim, the buildup of the liquids in the person's mouth. Over nighttime, it's not proper to come and daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu with your mouth being not clean. You want to say Hashem's name with proper Kedusha. It's a borrowed phrase from the Kangol Yom Kippur. We're obviously not doing the same thing, but the point is, you want to say with the Kedusha, you see your mouth should be clean. A person only has water which is not really so pleasant to use, and he's a more of a sensitive person, and that's going to bother him. This is not a halachically binding issue that prevents you from davening or saying a bracha without washing out your mouth. It's not a full-fledged thing. It's a chumrah that people have. It means his point is that he's recommending it, but he's not being mechayev of it. Okay. Sif Yud Ches. These are certain things which Chazal were able to tell us that there's a ruach ro which comes upon the person. And you have to wash your hands. Now, it doesn't necessarily require a kli. It doesn't necessarily require three times. Matter of fact, it's hard to say a makor that requires three times, except for what Chazal said by the ruach ro of the morning. General washing does not require three times. But Chazal gave over that these things are an issue of ruach ro. How they knew. Okay. A common mitzvah, a person gets up in the morning, it's a bisa kisei, a person comes out of a bisa kisei, Mishra Rabbah points out, even if he doesn't relieve himself there, so his hands are not soiled at all, they're not dirty at all, that's a bisa kisei, is a place which has ruach ro in it, and you should wash your hands after you leave there.
Would that be enough on Yom Kippur?
So remember, we pointed out that ruach ro does not preclude you from davening. So it's not. So you would be allowed to daven with the ruach ro. The Mishnah Berurah there comes out that if a person is always makbid to wash afterwards, even if he doesn't use the bathroom, and it will disturb his ability to focus on davening if he hasn't washed, then you can be makel to wash. And you should make sure you have kimono, not to be in the henna from the pleasure of the water, just because it's the purpose of removing the ruach ro, which he says in general. I don't know, but a person washes his hands in the morning also, a person should have kimono for the purpose of removing the ruach ro, not for the purpose of enjoying not thinking about, wow, it's nice cold water, I'm enjoying it on my hands. It does suggest it's better to make sure that your hands are soiled, so not to get involved in the shiloh.
What's the problem?
On Yom Kippur or something. The base of Merchatz, a person goes to the base of Merchatz. Vanutl Tziporinov, a person who cuts his fingernails. Vachelitz Minolov. Now, the issue here is taking off his shoes. So the Mishabur is going to discuss the question, is the main issue touching the shoes, or the main issue is the act of Chalitza? Chalitza is Minolov. And this is actually going to, Mishabur is going to go with the main thing, the issue is touching the shoes. The Chayadim is Masha, the issue, Iker issue is the act of Chalitza. Taking off the shoe, it means even if you don't touch it, the act of removing the shoes creates a tumor. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah holds the main thing is the touching. I think I told you. The story of the Chavetz Chaim. I told you the story of the Chavetz Chaim, right?
What story?
I don't know if
I ever hear. Right. The Chavetz Chaim is. I was theorizing that this element of touching the shoes generates a tumor in a world where there was a tremendous amount of actual really disgusting things on the streets. You're walking your shoes in those places, so that generated that they get a shaykhus to that. So, but nowadays the streets are totally clean. They have other problems. They have pollution, but the issues of droppings, etc., is no longer relevant. So it could be it's a different din. So I mentioned this to one of my chaverims. He told me that he was once walking with the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva was already older, and his shoes got untied, and he bent down to tie the Rosh Hashiva's shoes. And afterwards, the Rosh Hashiva continued talking and learning with him. He had touched his shoes. He wanted to find a place to wash his hands. He says, "You don't have to worry about it." He said, "I'll tell you a ma'aser. This isn't a ma'aser and a ma'aser." He was a young man. He was busy in the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, they're walking, they're talking, and learning. The Chavetz Chaim's shoes got untied. He bent down to tie the Chavetz Chaim's shoes, and afterwards he wanted to wash his hands. The Chavetz Chaim told him, "You don't have to. Nowadays the streets are clean. It's not an issue with the Mimachayev and the Tila." So that was the Ishtalshulis of the Mice. I heard this from Rabbi Yonason Tendler from Muncie. Okay, a person touches his feet. B'chayif of Rosh, a person who scratches his head. V'yashemim af ha'halach ben ha'mesim, a person who goes in the basic forest. Mishanag of a mace, a person touches the mace. Misha mafli Caleb, a person who's removing kinim from his clothing. Amashamash, he tells a person has relations with his wife. And again, Bikin, a person touches the kina. When the gabi gufay biyod, the person touches the cover parts of his body with his hands. Mishos achas mikolela b'leib notal, a person who didn't watch after he does these things in tamachochem u'tamodem mishtakeach. If he's a tamachochem, so the ruach causes him to lose his learning. Im eno tamachochem yotzi midaito, it causes him to lose his mind. So it's advised that you should be careful about these things. Right, it'd be a good idea.
Is there a reason the chaver chose to say the chalitz versus the hanogia?
Like, says that's where the chayyadah makes a lot of sense. He learns the nikir, the issue is the chalitz or shabai, not the nagiyah. The mishabur learns the nikir, I think, is the nagiyah.
Right,
what?
The mechaber says right afterwards the hanogia v'raglav.
No, that's touching your feet.
So you would think if it's nogia bin olav, then the
mechaber
would have said
nogia. I understand. That's true. I understand. The chayyadah makes a lot of sense.
What?
Mishabur doesn't want like that.
Why?
This is Gemara?
This is not a Gemara. No. Okay. So, Mishabur Lamed Ches. Sichim Tila. Also, Ruach Ra, Sharal Yedei Zeb. These are issues of removing Ruach Ra. Al Ken Yamar Lito Take. If therefore, the issues are, you should not leave Ruach Ra on your hands longer than necessary. So you should try and wash as quickly as possible. Natil Tiyah Ad HaPerek, it should be till the wrist. Vakaponim Atzoyv Kishri Atzboisav, at least till the knuckles. Avon Nichlach Yodah Batita Berefesh, a person got his hands dirty in mud. And they Mishum Ruach Ra, the issue with Ruach Ra. Ain Sarach Rak Lekadeach Mokam Aliv Meluchot Bilvad Bada. You just have to wash up the part which is dirty. So physical dirt is much more lenient than the ruach ra. If the wash b'mayim after the tefillah of kolshkin latara die hakolel b'nikoyin ba'almav, to be able to daven or to learn, just make sure your hands have been cleaned off from is sufficient. The kamam sifcha beis. The Marav come in a mita. That's even true when the person gets up in the morning. Seruach Ra does not preclude you from learning or davening. Koshka Menach, and that's true by Ruach Ra of getting up in the morning. The other ones are not as strong. Kamalkam nisalk Ruach Ra tzarach dafka mai. But to remove the Ruach Ra, you need water. And the Kamalkam siv cotton samachal. Vein tzarach shalosh pamim kima come in a mita. The only time you need three times is getting up from bed in the morning. The two other ones which also need three times are Harlech Ben HaMesim and Meshamash Mitosa. Sefer Hechel Kol Kodesh Machav Yitzhak Ben Yitzhak Kisa Shalosh Pamim Magen Ram Simen Zayin Sosa Devorav. Magen Ram proves that the Hechel Kodesh is wrong. So an interesting question which comes up with the Mashal. So first of all, a person starts being noig three times because of the Sechel culture, HaKadosh, so we might get them a netter. Because now you're being the Agadah Ratoy, because of the Vashita Sukhmarilu. What about Yom Kippur? So now, really, Yom Kippur, if the Iker then is only one time is enough, are you allowed to wash three times in Yom Kippur? So again, if that became like your netter, then you're going to do that, so then you'll be allowed to. If it's Taman Hagel that you did, which is not binding, so then the Yom Kippur, you shouldn't do it.
Is not correct
according to Milyon Ram. Right.
So is it a
Davar Tov? So that's questionable. Yes, we say Kisei of Siv Kat Mem. Even if a person not relieving himself, just being in the bathroom is a Ruach Ra over there. Even the person did not wash himself there. Because there is a Ruach Ra there. which is in these places. Again, this will not preclude you from davening or learning. Your hands are clean. But you, there's a ruach raw that you need to remove as early as possible.
And the same machlokas we spoke about last week, that our bathrooms would apply in this as well?
Correct, yes.
And indoor swimming pool?
Indoor swimming pool is maybe not as... It's possibly... I would say it doesn't have the same chumrah. In other words, the kudah of base Americans was that, you know, the people came there, they were dirty, and they washed themselves off. So together with the steam and there was a lot of zuma ba'etzim. A person comes swimming, they're not necessarily that's true. I know some people have raised that question, because if it's a heated indoor swimming pool, it creates a lot of steam inside the room.
So the zuma produces somehow ruach ra?
Correct. You find Mechlal, the pasuk, you know, there's an Ibn Ezra which talks about the idea that the places which have a physical lowliness to them sort of draw the ruchus ra'os there also. Okay. Minolov, Mishum Negea, Scott Mimalov, Mishum Negea, but you're the base of Chalitza, it's only because you're touching. I will blame Naga behemin tzarch natila. If you don't touch, you're not mukhiyah to wash your hands. The chelitz minolav and the gebur ragla b'chever roshay. The mishabur shita is that these over here. The issue is not ruach ra, and elamishum ruach ra, rakishum nakiyus. Okay, tzarch lamar lito yadav take. If it's issue of nakiyus, it's not ruach ra. You don't have the problem that you're being mashed ruach tuma on your hands. Mashen came be'enach the mishum ruach ra'ah b'chanabas akat namaches. But the other ones which are ruach ra'ah issue, you should try and do as quickly as possible. So mishum ruach holds. As I said before, I've attracted you before. The issue is nakiyas, and the nakiyas of the shoes nowadays is not really a problem. That's the correct way of saying it.
Well, the mishum ruach is concerned about nagia with a chalisa. What about putting shoes on? Why is he concerned there too?
I don't have a good answer to the question. The car should be the same thing. It could be before you went. It could be the physical mitzvah, so they would clean up. If the mishabur is a problem, is in the kiyus. You come home at the end of the day, and you know you wash up your shoes. So in the morning, the shoes were clean. The problem was at nighttime. You came in from the day's worth of walking around the streets. Your shoes were dirty. I pointed out, according to this mishabur, that the issue is nakius. It doesn't generate a zuam type of an issue. It's just so it could be that wouldn't be a sufficient to be mechayev and a tila for the suda person. Milamil touches his shoes, does he have to wash his hands again? His hands are dirt is not machayev. Tit is not machayev me to. I touch tit in the middle of my meal. I'm allowed to continue eating my food, my bread. So is the problem here, you know, tit or something of that sort? You know, what exactly is it? So it's relevant to, by the Seder. The Mishabura and Tafai and Hay said it's proper. You get to Rochso is in order. You should be machayev yourself in a vada netila because you wash your hands by urchatz. You've been pretty much keeping your hands clean. You've been saying the Haggadah, etc. So you should mechayev yourself avada netila by touching something which is mechayev avada netila. With touching your shoes, go into that category. Where the mishmeri is a mere pashas, not. It's a nakiyas issue, and that the chara wouldn't be mechayev netila. Ben amesim, the basic chorus means a person goes to the basic chorus because of maril b'simachov gimel sheyesh little kadim sheispal al kavoris. When you daven there, you should wash your hands beforehand. But in Shani Bishuba Chatzah Beis Hakboros, then when you leave, they have like the first area you would come into, and then you go from there out to the Kvorim. That's called the Chatzah Beis Hakboros. Shavas again, Shuruchas Rose Malav and Achrezin. As people leave, the Ruchas Rose accompany you. V'yesh nogim oz lichutz come upon him, people beminning to wash their face also, to remove any remnants of being in the basic course in your face also. Person touches a mace. A person came to be with a mace. The person was malava mace.
Came into what?
He was in the same room as a mace. Be with a mace. They were not to wash our hands. We were minig not to go into another building before we wash our hands. And that's Minagam Senatorehi. You notice that the Mishabur says that the it applies to Malava, which means, so as long, you know, even if you're not, there's no oil, it wasn't like you're in the same room as the mace, it's a wide open space outside. If you're Malava, the mace, you have to wash your hands. The Kavachayim is bringing sheet that says it's only because you're Tertal Adamas of the mace. This halacha being Malava, the mace is Machayim until it means you're Tertal Adamas of the mace. If you're further back, you wouldn't have that, and you weren't in this. You never shared an oil with the mace. You weren't in the same room as the mace, and you weren't with the daladamas of the mace. Then you're not mechuyav to wash.
Coffin is not an oil.
Not an oil with you. You're not sharing the oil with the coffin, with the mace.
Is the coffin its own oil? The coffin's in the room, and I'm in the room.
Because we're both sharing the oil of the room. The coffin is a totally closed oil doesn't prevent the tumor from escaping.
So the tumor does escape out of the coffin.
Right.
So the way Mishnah Berurah is explaining it, Nogeya and Mace is not necessarily really Nogeya Dafka.
Right.
How is it different? Like Nogeya and Mace and Halakha and Mason seem like they're almost blending.
There's one issue going to the basic quarters. It's the second issue of being together with the person's nichsas in the gevim mace, and then only that even the gevim mace, even a person just nichsas etzel a mace, or a person's malav with the mace. He's saying that the filu.
When he said in Lama Tetz that it requires gimel pamin, does that apply also to this to these malav of the mace, or that's dafka beis akvaros?
I don't know. I think the minig is the three wash three
Let's
times.
Let's answer both.
Yeah. Persons from the file of Caleb, a person removing kinnin from his clothing, mem dalet, filo lo noga bakina, shlamotza, he was going through the process of trying to see if there's any there, even though he didn't find any, that's mechayav netila, even though you didn't touch, and then if you touch on the kinnin, so that's also mechayav netila. But parush, after the dive in the kain bahama. So kinnin is lice, parush is more like a bed bug, it's a larger type of a bug. So that's just like dirty. That doesn't generate this Ruach Ra concept. Kinnim seem to be more connected to Ruach Ra. If a person touches his body with his hands, the parts of the body which are dirtied by having a sweaty buildup over there. It's an interesting question. It's coming up. The person just mamash came out of the shower. His body he cleaned off all of the zuma and the memule zay off of his body. So what's the luck in that situation? There are persons which are makel on it. Common cases, a person normally wears, we normally wear longer sleeves. A person puts on tefillin, so he rolls up his sleeve. So he touches his arm, so he really should wash his hands. That's a part of the body that's normally covered. So it can be sweaty, etc. So you'd have to wash your hands. Well, he just took a shower maybe in the morning, so maybe you don't have to wash your hands. But a person didn't take a shower in the morning, he should try to be careful not to touch when he puts on his tefillin. He shouldn't be touching over there, or if he is, he should be make sure he's washing his hands afterwards.
So is there ruach ra on parts of the guf where there's zoma?
No.
It only contracts onto the hands?
Yeah. You want to know how it is? Ask a rabbi.
No, because I thought we have to wash if we're nogea in the parts that are usually covered because there's zuoma there.
Right. Zuoma generates an element of tumor, but a place where it's supposed to be, that's not problematic. So putting on your hands is dangerous.
So it doesn't activate until it's touched by the hands.
It doesn't create any danger to you. Correct. So if he's an Amor, suggesting midaita mim zayin, I'm really rabbi the ritzel lomer that she established by ruach shtus. I get a ruzel lomer achakach laveira. Amor, they know the ruvelum can nichus a ruach shtus. So you're endangering your thought process to be allowed yourself to become affected by to do averus. So that's not a good idea. Okay. Yud Zayin, Yud Tes, I'm sorry. Hamakis dam mi'akisofayim, kisfayim, lo noto yad. A person was makis dam in the shoulder area, and he didn't wash his hands. He's in danger for 7 days. Hamagalech, lo noto yad. A person who took a haircut, didn't wash his hands. Mefachet shloshi yom, he's in danger for 3 days. He'll be scared for 1 day. He doesn't understand what's generating this. The person will not understand there's this ruach ra which is there. He can't actually see it. He senses it. He doesn't understand why he's so tense and nervous, but that's the way it's going to be. Okay. Memches Mishabura Damik Kiswayim. So there was, they would actually cut the body and let blood out. V'afshar aluko shakurin pivkis or bankis gamkein sarklito b'tevla hakmer. Leeches is a different process than an actual bloodletting of cutting. They would use leeches. Possibly leeches would have the same din, and therefore a person should be machmer. Okay. In case you plan to do any leeches, there you have it. Sif chaf. A rech is punable in nigvam. Person washes his face and he doesn't dry it off afterwards. Yafa, well. Panam his bakers, so it causes cracks in his skin. Ben skin or causes skin. Therefore, for that is using a lot of beet juice. Okay. Chavalim. Certainly zora betfilo bechila. The person has to be careful during davening and during eating. Not to touch the parts of the body which are normally covered. There are buildup of sweat over there, little sweaty pieces. It's like little pieces of pilly type of items. To scratch your head. The parts of your head which are normally uncovered, your face. But the parts of your arm which are normally uncovered, it's not a problem. So the Mishabura Chaf Sifkat Mimtes Betfilo B'Hudin B'Shoshu Oisik B'Tar. A person's learning. A person shouldn't be scratching his head. A person shouldn't be touching parts of his body. He says to the Sinim Tzadi Beis Avov. This Mishabura Shem Oimid Betfilo B'Nizkar Shenoga B'Mokim Atunav. A person in the middle of davening, he realizes he's touched these places. Davening the coin offer. You can clean off your hair, clean it off by rubbing in the dirt. So here's a case where you're going to remove the halachic dirt by making your hands dirty, physically dirty. You'll rub it in dirt, you know, dust. Because you rub it against the wall. The mayasav emsatilik. What else can you do in the middle of davening? If you're holding a place where you can walk and do something, you have to interrupt and go, you know, speak, but you have to go and wash your hands.
What could turn off is, could that include Zola?
Correct. Simakus Hamadalad. The Shomni Spire, Dim Over Benoga Besecha Suda, if you touch these places during the meal, Tsark Lidl Yadam Shainis, because then you have to wash your hands again. Achlinian Birchas Alatisidayim, Askamas Overkarim, the Sholaks of the work, Ein Shamashibur. But these alone, just touching this will not be Machai, but Brocha of Alatisidayim. Mimuli Zayat. Vam Yerdesim and Kuf Yudvav, That's a siman over there which deals with things which are dangerous. The adorim asur mishum ibnei asakana. The zorim asur mizeya. The person has to be careful in general from sweat. Choseus samamavus chutz mizeyas upon him. The zeh of the face doesn't affect your ability to function normally. The zeh of other parts of the body is dangerous for your dangerous if you I'm not sure what the danger is if you touch it, the danger is if you swallow it. I'm not sure what the danger is, but it's dangerous. The fun of your face is not a problem. Your neck, the open part of the neck, is also not a problem. And because of Master Shagun, they tell you if you mean Hamakarmasim directly is Megulasham. That depends. Even if I tell you Mikra then till the chest is okay, but if it's a place normally they keep it covered, it would have this issue of Mazuma. Shemizur Oisov, Adaparak, Shanikra Island Boygun, but we call it an elbow. Chenim Hadach Yochiv Raglav, Epsha the Havi Okal Magulu, Makarmasim Magulu. So the lower arm is considered up to the elbow is considered a place which people leave open. Now the Bir Loch over here brings to the Master Shekel. Master Shekel says if the minigam welcome was to cover the lower arms always, then it would have a din of a zulma. Mishabur doesn't agree with that because the Kanam and the Mikdash. Wore their garments went down to their wrists. They went all the way down. On the other hand, the more says that the more talks about that the upper part of the arm is considered makam zua of zeya. The more in Zvachim, it says lo yach. The pasuk says in Yecheskel lo yach kuru b'yoza. When the karmah put on the avnet, he should not put in a place which is sweaty. So Morris says, you see, you can't put it on where the arm is lying against the body up to the elbow. That's a sweaty place. So you can't put the avnate above that point where the elbow touches the body, where the yorech and the leg comes together, the groin area where the leg meets the body also is a sweaty area. So you can't put it that low, that down by the masnayim either. In between is not a makom zeh. So it seems to be that the more it defines the makom zeh is just the upper arm because it lies against the body, not the lower arm. So that's the Mishnah Berurah says even though the Kohanim wore their garments all the way down to the wrists all the time, but it doesn't give it a din of zeh. I mean, you could argue on the Raya because that the more is discussing what's the status of the body and what's the status of the arms are. Right. So Akabodim. So, but above the elbow is considered a makom which is normally covered, and it would have an issue of zuma. So you see these little kids learning, and they're going like sticking their hands up their sleeves. You know, you can't do that. You can't, Mr. Bristol, you can't learn when your hands are like that. Little babies, which are normally kept open, the whole thing is kept open, so we're over mako.
With your heart.
What? We're mako. You're holding a baby, and the baby's he has his diaper on, so you're touching with a mechusim. So they're not called mechusim for a baby. We leave a baby sometimes open with just a diaper, so that's not called mechusim for them.
And here
we
Torah.
What?
Is mutter if the hands are not clean?
Here hooray Torah is mutter, yeah.
And someone said that when you roll your sleeve up to put your tefillin on, now it's considered not covered. It's like it's not covered.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what that means.
Meaning, never heard such a thing.
I've heard such a thing. I have no idea what that means. How can you say that? The point is, this is normally makom which mechusas generates zeya. So I open it up for 3 seconds. Oh, it's not zeya anymore. I don't know what the words mean. I don't know what the words mean. It doesn't make any sense. It's totally illogical. It's not a halacha. It's a din megula and a din mechusas. It's a makom which is normally mechusas. It has a din of mulei zeya. That's what we're saying. So it's a makom mezunav. Can I flap it every hour I take my sleeves, I go like this, so now it's the rest of the day it's not called makom mechusa.
What if when they wore tefillin all day, the sleeve was lifted up the whole day?
Actually, it probably wasn't because they didn't. You're supposed to leave your shayat. It's supposed to be kept covered.
Mekomos mekum erosio apana. Are those two different things? Or is it, I mean.
No, there's the because there's the part of your there's the part of your head which is normally uncovered.
If it, right, though we just said you shouldn't scratch your head, wouldn't that apply to those most of those areas other than your face?
Well, there's negia and there's chichuch.
So
Nagia
would not...
In other words, touching your hair is not... I have to tell you, one place which is very relevant, I have to tell you, is Mr. Burr talks about it, where he talks about it, maybe talks about it over here later on. He says that a beggar which is full of that is also a problem. So a person has a hat, and they have a hat band. I think a hat band has a din of which is Mechaib and Atila. The hat band on the side of your hat. You know, a person wears it, absorbs it, trying to come out the sweat. So touching the hat band would be Mechaib and Atila. So this person should have to be careful with that also.
Are there also varying degrees within a person? If a guy hasn't showered for 2 weeks, would Nagia on the head, you know, not under his kippah?
I don't know. Okay. I've heard that before. I don't understand the words. It's an illogical concept to me. I don't know what they mean. They might have some good reason what they're saying. I don't get it.
Why?
You uncover your sleeve, and that's called Mokum, which is Magula. Chavbeis. Imein lo imayim. If a person doesn't have water available, in connect the other besor offer, you'll clean your hands by rubbing it against pebbles or dirt. Anything which sort of removes the zuama which is there. And bevorech, so this is relevant even in the morning when you get up. Al nikiyus yodoyim. V'yayol tefillah. This will allow you to daven. Avlo lahav ruach ruach shalein. It will not remove ruach ruach. But we said before that ruach ruach alone does not prevent you from davening. But the issue which you have is that you can't daven when your hands are mamash dirty. You know, they have the zoom on them. So that you can remove by rubbing it in dirt. Removes that. Nun hei. Imein loy. V'im yesh l'mayim, however, if you do have water, certainly till you have to wash your hands with water. Filas minchum arbis. Fili many of the elohem shum lithuch. For minchum arbis, also a person should wash your hands with water. Even if he's not aware of any specific dirt that he's dirtied, soiled his hands. However, you do not make a bracha washing for mincha ma'ariv. The Gro actually made a bracha by mincha ma'ariv, but the Ma'aseh we don't pass him like that. V'mein l'mayim. For mincha ma'ariv, you don't have water. Yeshav in the dinner kehachad inake b'chomini demenake. Hemudik b'hem eza dabr mo'os azuhama. You should cleanse them with these other items. B'chom in sin sani beis. Reshlam a gibel mishabur. So, person has, what's it called? The hand cleanser, whatever they call it. What am I thinking of?
Hand sanitizer.
What? Hand sanitizer, thank you. Right, so that would accomplish for this purpose. It's not noyim, but it would, it's not worse than many of the menaki. We actually hold clothing as many of the menaki also. It's not advisable to use your clothing for that purpose. But a person needs it, a person can rub it against his clothing. Mr. Burr does point out that when you do this, it has to be, okay. This works. It's a cleansing process. How far do you have to go for water? So we go. You have to go. You have to. If you're at home and there's no water available, you have to travel up to a mill, which is 18 minutes to get water before davening. If you're traveling and you're going in that direction anyway, so we say it's 4 mil. You're going in the direction anyway. What do you lose? To go back, you'd have to go back up to a mill. But offer oshir shafshir batalis v'yovish. You could rub against the garments. Without any coin, kimish oimid mokam mayim, circling nachas kolayat. You have to wash the whole hands and every part of the hands, just like water gets every part of the hands. So which means bein gaboy, the back of the hands, ubein toicha, the inside of the hand, out of perik up to the wrists. But he ever diet, so if kishri etzboisa, but he ever up to the knuckles. They sort of like dip their fingers, you know, it's like my machred, you know, they sort of touch the water with their fingers. That's not the point. You have to wash him between each finger also. You have to be menachem between each finger also. So a person is using his garment, so the person has to, like, mamash rik, rub each finger in between. It's wherever water would go. He has to do that with the thing which is menachem also. You make a bracha on tiyas yadayim. Yeshem the gam bezem a bracha on tiyas yadayim. Come welcome. Call a credem lozozim in psak v'shulchan aruch. There's some who disagree. That's a good, which is the kura. Maisha the psak is not like that. Psak is like the shulchan aruch. Okay, let's hold it here.